off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. It's another Ohio Valley Conference twin bill this evening as the Morehead State women's and men's basketball teams are in the land of Lincoln to take on the Panthers of Eastern Illinois. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my pal Matt Schabert at Groniger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. MSU and EIU's women are among four teams tied for third place in the early OVC race. Third is exactly where this Panther squad was slotted in the preseason conference poll. They've struggled to a 5-11 record over the first half of the season, and they're coming off of a tough four-point loss at Little Rock in their last outing Saturday. But this is only their fourth home game all winter, and they're led by Macy McGlone, perhaps the best low-post player in the OVC and one of the best in mid-major hoops. She's averaging a double-double this year, and she's upped those numbers to 24.7 points, a dozen rebounds, and three blocks a game in league action. Coming off of a hard-fought win over Tennessee State, a victory this evening could be seen as a statement game for Coach Kayla Petrie's Eagles. And we'll talk with Kayla after this two-minute break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to Charleston, Illinois. Morehead State taking on Eastern Illinois in an OVC women's men's doubleheader tonight. And we're joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, coming off of an impressive win against Tennessee State, you're back to 500
overall and above 500 in conference play, and a chance to make kind of a statement against a pretty solid EIU team tonight.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about that 18-round fight, and so this is round four. You know, it's going to be a tough one with McGlone in the middle. You know, I saw a list the other day that I think she's one of the top 25 post players in all of Division I basketball.
Yeah.
It was, you know, just a Twitter site, but
she's ninth in rebounding.
Yeah, it was a reputable source, you know, so to get that respect, I mean, we know what she can do, but, you know, averaging 25 and what?
A dozen in conference play.
I didn't know if it was 11 or 12, but she's going to be definitely a force inside that we're going to have to deal with, sending multiple defenders, and in doing so, they have good players surrounding her, so it's not like you can just totally focus on her and statue standing out there. You know, there's
and that kind of gets to the point. It's, and there are a few teams in the OVC obviously like this, but that one player who you know can kill you, do you let them have theirs and worry about everybody else, or what do you do there?
But the only thing with her is if we do that, she might have 50.
Yeah,
you know, because she's just so dominant inside. But we've got a couple of things we're working on to try to have her. It'll definitely be a challenge. So obviously that'd be one of our focuses tonight. But on a lighter note, happier note, today is Coach Bozeman's birthday.
All
so
right.
I've been saying all day, number two in the program, number one in the record books. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday to her. She's the one who does our social media, and she does a fantastic
job with that, too.
An awesome job.
Yeah.
And she puts everybody in the program's birthday up, and she didn't put hers, so I didn't know, and so I just found out, and so I have to give her a special birthday shout out.
For anybody listening who's not aware, we're talking about Chyna Bozeman, the former MSU star, and
all-time leading scorer, steals, I don't know, everything.
Yeah.
By far, top two.
Yep.
Top two, easily argue.
Yes.
You know, depending on guard or post.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you were talking about, you know, adjustments, trying some new things. We felt like you showed that ability really well against Tennessee State. You flashed that 2-3 zone that we don't see very often, but a lot of cat and mouse in that game that really seemed to pay dividends. So, you know, you've shown that you're able to do that.
You do know I hate a 2-3 zone, right?
I do know that.
I personally hate it.
I know you do, but it worked.
I've convinced the girls that it is a matchup zone. Mm. We play it with man-to-man principles. So we're not going to stand back there and guard space. Yeah. But, no, it definitely...
But the point, not so much the 2-3 zone specifically, but making those adjustments and being successful and doing things a little bit differently to meet the challenge.
Yes, sir. I'm just messing with you.
I
just joking
you
around. You know, we may have something up our sleeve today. You never know. There's 1-3-1. There's 3-2. Mm. There's... some sagging and some switching and some all kinds of things we can do. But we'll just have to see.
All right. I'm excited to see it.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. Appreciate it. That's MSU Coach Kayla Petrie back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Welcome back to Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois, as we get set for an OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. Morehead State taking on the Panthers of Eastern Illinois. Let's take a look at the two women's teams squaring off tonight, starting with the homestanding Panthers. They're 5-11 on the season, but 2-1 so far in OVC play. 0-5 on the road after falling 53-49 at Little Rock on Saturday. This is only the fourth home game of the season for EIU's women, so they're happy to be here in the home confines for a rare time so far this year. Their starting lineup features four guards and one very good forward. Maya Monahan, one of the guards, a 5'8 junior from Silver Lake, Minnesota, averaging just shy of 12 points, 4.3 rebounds, and 5 assists a game. Ellie Bazell, a 5'8 sophomore from Rogers, Minnesota, checking in with 10.3 markers, 3.5 rebounds a game, and she's shooting 43% from three-point range. She has upped that to over 50% so far in conference play. Charita Tiny Lewis, one of the other guards, a 5'6 sophomore from St. Cloud, Minnesota, 9.3 points, 2.4 rebounds a game. Julia Bingson, the fourth guard, a 5'8 junior from Becker, Minnesota, 2.5 points, 1 board and outing. And the aforementioned Macy McGlone at forward, a 6'3 junior from Greenville, Wisconsin, in her second year at EIU after transferring from Milwaukee, 17.5 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks a game. Matt Ballant is in his seventh season at the Panther helm. He's 86-105 over that span. Morehead State checks in at 7-7, 2-1 in league play. After Saturday's 86-78 downing of Tennessee State, the Eagles have lost 5 of their 6 road games so far this winter. And we will take a break for a moment for the playing of our national anthem. National anthem. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight for Morehead State's Eagles. Veronica Charles, one of the guards, a 5'4 senior from Benaway State, Nigeria. 11.3 points, 3.3 rebounds, 2 steals a game. Katie Novick, the freshman point guard, 5'9 out of Belarus, 11 points, 4.5 boards, 4.5 assists an outing. Haley Rhodes, the third guard, a 5'11 sophomore out of Keller, Texas, averaging 9.5 points, 5 caroms a game. Blessing King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, one of the forwards at 6 points, and number 2 in the OVC with nearly 9 rebounds a game. And Michaela Hall gets the start at the other forward, a 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma, just under 2 points and 3 rebounds an outing. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm, where she's 19-54. EIU leads the all-time series with MSU 25-20. The Panthers are riding an eight-game winning streak against the Eagles. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Charleston, Illinois, as the EIU Panthers starting lineup is being introduced here to the home crowd, a relatively sparse crowd so far. Gives us a couple of extra minutes to talk about some of our keys to the game, and we'll bring in my partner for the evening, my pal Matt Shaver. Matt, thanks for dropping in alongside and filling the shoes of Wes Holland, who's away.
Yeah, it's big shoes to fill. It's the first game this year for me.
It is.
I did drive us here, so figured I'd do some more work.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we appreciate that. Yes, sports information duties as well, director of media relations.
So we'll probably have to take some photos tonight, too. You never know.
Quadruple duty tonight. Let's talk about this game a little bit and some of the keys that Morehead State and EIU will have. And for Morehead State, the Eagles come in one of the best rebounding teams in the OVC, EIU not so much. So rebounding and making those rebounds count.
Yeah, what I think is Morehead State has proven itself a very good rebounding team, but they've not always used that to their advantage with second chance opportunities or even, like I said, defensive rebounds. If you get a rebound just to get rebounds, that's great. You could pile up 60 rebounds in a game. But if you're not turning those into points or making those possessions count, then it's kind of all for naught. So they've got to do a good job of getting the rebounds, limiting the EIU second chances, and making their second chances count against a solid EIU team.
Morehead State, with its perimeter shooting, has been kind of Jekyll and Hyde this year. We've seen games where they've been great, games where they've been ice cold. Groninger Arena used to be Lance Arena, one of the more unusual shooting backdrops in the OVC. How big a factor could that be?
It could be a lot of new players here. They did have a shoot around, but it's a hard place to shoot. Many teams come in here. There's no bleachers or anything behind the goal. They've got a ribbon board that's flashing lights behind the goal, and it's kind of wide open, so you never know here. You got to get used to it, and it takes a little bit of time to get used to the backdrop.
One of the big keys in this game, standing in the center circle, Macy McGlone. She'll take the opening jump against MSU's Blessing King, and McGlone will win that jump ball easily, so EIU's Panthers will come on the attack first. Here at Groninger Arena, Panthers in their home whites. In the offensive end to our left, Maya Monahan drives right side of the lane. Floater too strong off the glass. Hall the rebound for Morehead State to Charles. Quickly ahead to Blessing King, who was streaking down the floor. Beautiful pass from Charles, and the finish by King gives Morehead State the quick 2-0 lead. Monahan, the basketball for the Panthers, will rotate back up the arc straight away. Gives it up to Bazell on the left point. Into the lane to Bingson. Kicks it back out to Monahan. Low block entry pass on the bounce to McGlone. And her fadeaway jumper from 10 is good.
McGlone's just a solid shooter. She's got that range she's going to use. It doesn't have to always take it right to the glass.
2-2, Morehead State with the basketball. Offensive end to our right. Hall in the middle. Couple of pirouettes. Jump shot off the mark to the left. Monahan the rebound coming the other way for the Panthers in transition. Gets it to Bingson, but Morehead State got back nicely out to McGlone. Her jumper just inside the top of the key off to the right. Blessing King the rebound. Gives to Charles to come the other way.
That time EIU sent no one to the offensive glass.
Out to Novick at the apex of the arc, guarded by Monahan. Gives it up Left hash to Haley Rhodes. She'll rotate back up the arc and gives it up to Charles. Right point three. Got the bottom of the net. 5-2 Eagles.
Charles is such a streaky shooter, but when she has time, she usually can put him in the basket.
Tiny Lewis working the point this trip for EIU. Guarded by Charles. Gets a screen from McGlone. Gives it up on the right wing to Bingson. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Now out to Bazell. Guarded by Haley Rhodes on the perimeter to Bingson. Around to Lewis. Entry pass to McGlone. Works out of a double team. Kicks to Monahan. Catch and shoot three. Too strong. And the weak side rebound to Hall.
Could have got McGlone for an over the back, but they elected not to call that one.
Charles in a hurry the other way. Takes it into the lane. Gives it up to Haley Rhodes. Off the low block. Lays it in.
Nice assist by Charles.
And a 5-point lead.
Today. Good passing by Charles so far.
She is number four in the OVC in assists. So three of the top four assist leaders in the OVC on the floor tonight, and the two leading rebounders in the league. And the league's top three-point shooter just making her presence felt is Ellie Bazell.
Left-hander.
Yep, cans it from the right wing. She's shooting over 50% from three-point range in conference play, and she cuts Morehead State's lead to 7-4. Novick off the right wing. Spins in against Bazell, kicks it out to Michaela Hall. Her jumper from about 15, way too strong. Here comes Tiny Lewis the other way for the Panthers. She'll back it out, gives it to Bazell on the left wing. Penetrates, gets around her defender, and lays it up with the left hand and in.
Well, that's the difference that McGlone's making. Michaela Hall could not get off McGlone to try to stop that, and that was an easy layup. Otherwise, it would have been a pass right to McGlone for an easy layup, probably.
And it means a one-point lead for Morehead State with just under 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 7-6. Novick will float to the right out near the hash. It's around her initial defender, but McGlone comes over to help. Now a triple team, and Tiny Lewis will tie up Novick. Morehead State will keep the basketball on the alternating possession, and three fresh Eagles coming off the bench. Jaden Rhodes, Skylar Barnes, who had a huge game against Tennessee State the last time out, and Melissa Secchiaroli check in.
Novick's still working on her control of her body and of dribbling and things like that. Just a freshman. She'll be very good, but things like that sometimes.
Good look by Morehead State on the inbound, but the finish not close as Barnes was contested. Here come the Panthers, and in transition, the three-point bucket by Charita Tiny Lewis gives EIU their first lead of the night at 9-7.
7-0 run, Tom.
Charles between the circles gives to the curling Barnes. Right wing to Secchiaroli, steps into a three and rattles it home.
Nice bank job there by Secchiaroli. I don't think that was her goal. But
she has struggled of late, the last six or seven games, only shooting 20% from outside the arc, but off to a great start with that bucket and puts Morehead State back up 10-9. Monahan gives it to McGlone out between the circles, finds the cutting Bingson underneath, and reverse layup with the left hand is good. Seesaw battle in the early going, 11-10 EIU, Morehead State ball. Charles standing dribble, high right, working against Lewis. Crosses over, but can't quite get around her. Does so with the second attempt. Gets it to Jaden Rhodes. Bounce pass back out to Secchiaroli. Her pass kept in bounds just barely by Charles on the near sideline. Gets around a high screen from Barnes, or King rather. Pull-up jumper in the lane. Too strong off the neck of the iron, but Skylar Barnes, the offensive rebound. She'll put it up no good, but Macy McGlone's going to be called for the first foul of this game.
I like the aggressiveness there by Barnes, getting the rebound, taking it right to McGlone. McGlone's got a lot of blocked shots, too, very well could have, but take it in there, see what can happen if you get McGlone a couple of fouls early. That will help the Eagles.
That definitely changes the complexion of this game. Barnes steps to the free throw line. She came into the Tennessee State game Saturday hitting only one of 10 three-point tries, and on Saturday made 6 of 8 on her way to a career-high 25 points. Misses her first free throw here. Second one is left short off the front of the iron, no good, and the rebound tracked down by Bazell. She'll give it up in the backcourt to Lewis, who comes through the Panther logo at midcourt. Guarded by Secchiaroli, chest pass to Monahan on the left wing. To Bingson in the left corner, right back to Monahan. To Bingson, catch and shoot three. Off the neck of the iron, no. Jaden Rhodes the rebound. to Charles. Eagles in transition to Secchiaroli. She'll work the right baseline, tried to kick it inside, but McGlone right there to swallow it up and come away with the steal.
That was just a poor decision there. I think needed to slow that one down, got out of control.
Lewis, a three-point try, too strong off the rim, and Jaden Rhodes will track down the rebound for the Eagles. Gives it up to Charles, who stops in the center circle, gets some instructions from Coach Kayla Petrie. Now gives it up to Secchiaroli on the right wing. Holds the ball over her head as she looks for help. Gets it to the cutting Barnes. Out to Rhodes. Three-point try, no good. But Jaden Rhodes, her sister, the backside rebound. Out to Secchiaroli. Back to Haley Rhodes on the right wing. Guarded out there by McGlone. To Charles, a three-point try. Boom! V with her second triple of the night. And Morehead State up 13-11.
Extra possession, Tom. The West Holland treatment.
Yep. EP.
That one counted. That one made it count that time.
And you talked about making rebounds count in the pregame. That came off of an offensive rebound. Monahan, cross court to Bazell. Three-pointer right on the money.
It's a very solid shot. You can just see why she's a good shooter. Yeah. Just a good motion, wide open, confident.
Smooth as a barbershop shave. Secchiaroli with the basketball for Morehead State. Out straight away to Haley Rhodes, just outside the top of the arc. She'll drive the left side of the lane against McGlone, puts it off the window and through. McGlone doesn't want to pick up that second foul and had to back off just a bit defensively. 15-14, Eagles lead, but a nice cut underneath Monahan to Bingson, but Bingson misses the layup. The Eagles get the basketball. Charles stops at the left point, gives it to Barnes. She'll drive the left side of the lane, off the glass and through.
Well, EIU is showing they don't really want to guard those drives.
No.
I'm not sure why, but it's not going to make Coach Ballon happy.
Morehead State's lead back up to 3. Clock ticks down under 3 minutes. We still haven't had our media timeout for the 5-minute mark. Bingson, cross court to Lewis, thought about the 3. Instead, will penetrate, pull up jumper at the right elbow. Too strong, but McGlone tracks down the loose ball. To Lewis, tried to get it to Bingson underneath, but read beautifully by Jaden Rhodes. She'll give it up to Charles, dribbles out of a double team, takes it into the lane, bounce pass onto the low block to Jaden Rhodes, misses the layup, and McGlone the rebound.
Rhodes got in a bad spot, too far under the goal.
Monahan takes it to the elbow, kicks it back out to Bingson, misses the long jumper, but got her own miss momentarily, but then lost it on the baseline out of bounds. Morehead State will get it after a long overdue timeout. 2:18 to play, opening quarter. It's Morehead State up on Eastern Illinois, 17-14, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, 2 hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with 2 warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any 2 wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Morehead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
17-14. Morehead State leads Eastern Illinois, 2:18 to play in quarter number one in the women's half of tonight's OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. Tom Lewis along with Matt Shabert. And Matt, we talked in the pregame the importance of second opportunities and making the most of those. There haven't been many so far. Both teams with only one turnover. Morehead State plus one on offensive rebounds, but the Eagles do have a three-point edge in second-chance points and a three-point lead on the scoreboard.
Yep, and that was a rebound by Rhodes, I believe. That was a kick-out to Veronica Charles with a three-pointer. Morehead State letting EIU having a few too many open looks, in my opinion. They haven't hit all of them, but EIU's got a very complicated offense, and they're getting those open looks, just not hitting them, so that's going to be something to watch. Get a little bit tighter on defense.
Eagle basketball out of the timeout, and Morehead State looks at some full-court pressure for the first time. Novick gets it across midcourt, takes it into the lane, and she is fouled. And it looks like that's picked up by Lelaney Ellis on the floor for the first time tonight. A 5'8 freshman out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin at one of the guard spots.
Novick also went literally right down the middle of the court and broke that press.
Inbounds comes out high right to Novick. She'll dribble to the top of the arc. Passes back over to Skylar Barnes, picking up where she left off on Saturday, hitting a three-pointer. And increasing Morehead State's lead to six as we tick under 2 minutes to play in quarter one.
It was a little bit of a pressure for Morehead State. Kind of a matchup zone here and a turnover.
Turnover from behind. Nice anticipation by Barnes. Tap to Sekiaroli. Back to Barnes. And she'll lay it in. 22-14 MSU. Biggest lead in the early going for Morehead State. Monahan floats down the arc left side. Bounce pass to Ellis. Working in the lane against Barnes, misses her turnaround jumper, and Barnes will clear the boards for the Eagles.
Barnes didn't block that, but she affected it and made her miss that one.
Haley Rhodes, other end, gets it out to Novick out front, around to Sekiaroli, to Barnes. Why not? This three-point try, though, dances off the back of the iron. No. McGlone the rebound to Monahan, ahead to Terrace Thornton, who has her shot attempt off the left block. Blocked out of bounds. Good transition.
Novick or Haley Rhodes, that I think it was Novick who actually got the hand. They were both there. Either one of them probably could have got the block there.
Barnes to the bench. Veronica Charles checks back in.
Give that one to Haley Rhodes. I thought it may have been Novick.
I thought you may have been right. Inbounds. Floated out front to Thornton. Gives it up to McGlone at the top of the key. Step back jumper. Rims in and out. No. Blessing King up for the rebound to Charles. She'll come the other way and stops on the right wing. Out to Sekiaroli, back to Charles. Drives right baseline. Runs into a defender and will be called for the offensive foul.
That's just a little bit out of control. You're not going to get much accomplished. I know Charles is real sleuthy down there and she can get under people's her stature, but you've got to be in control there. Long pass here.
Eagles showed full court pressure. Monahan got behind everybody, took the inbounds pass, but her shot blocked from behind by Novick. Sekiaroli the rebound to Haley Rhodes into the front court. To Sekiaroli over to Charles near the left hash just in front of EIU coach Matt Bolock. Standing dribble outside the hash. Briefly loses control, goes to her knees, picks it back up, but then ball stolen away briefly by Bazell. Morehead State gets it back.
Shot clock didn't reset.
And a whistle, and it looks like a foul coming on EIU. That will go against Terrace Thornton. That's her first. Number three of the quarter on the Panthers. Thornton is a 6-foot junior from Chicago, Illinois. She missed considerable action. Made her first appearance since November in EIU's last outing down at Little Rock over the weekend.
That was good awareness. EIU thought they had gotten a steal. Morehead State had numbers and a good pass down low and drawing the foul. Morehead State doing a good job drawing some fouls here at the low block.
Rhodes right on the money with her first of two free throws.
We're going for a double-digit lead. The largest lead had been five so far till this little run here.
Rhodes, a 62.5% free throw shooter coming into this game. Second free throw up, also splash.
This is an 11-0 run in the last 3:20.
And a 10-point Morehead State lead, as you said. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. Shot clock at 20. Standing dribble out high right near midcourt by Bazell. Sekiaroli guarding her loosely. Now steps in a little bit closer. Bazell left-handed pass to Monahan. Lost it between her legs. Charles, the loose ball. ahead in transition. Make that McBride to Charles in transition. Missed the layup. Rebound to Ellis, who couldn't get a shot off. It would have been a desperation three-quarter court heave anyway, but we finished 10 minutes, and after those first 10, it's Morehead State up on EIU 24-14. Back with our second quarter after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visit Moorhead. Top formations of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Back at Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois, a good start for Morehead State's women in the women's half of tonight's OVC doubleheader. Eagles leading the Panthers of Eastern Illinois 24-14 through our first 10 minutes. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. The Eagles hot shooting early, 9 of 17, 53% from the field, and 4 of 6 for 66.7% from three-point range, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. EIU just 6 of 18, 33%, and 2 of 6 from outside the arc. The Panthers did not get to the free throw line in the first quarter, rebounding, favoring Morehead State 12-9. Tom Lewis along with Matt Schabert with you here from Groninger Arena. Glad you're along with us. Second quarter underway, and Tiny Lewis with the basketball for EIU in the offensive end to our left. Chest pass left wing to Bazell. Runner in the lane with the left hand. No good. Fight for the rebound. It goes to the floor. Charles picks it up and comes up the left side of the floor in a hurry for Morehead State to McBride. Straight away catch and shoot three right on the money. 13-point lead for the Eagles, the largest of the night. Bazell to Thornton at the top of the arc. Guarded by Haley Rhodes around left wing to Ellis. Tried to get around Barnes, had the ball swatted away. Barnes comes up with it. Ahead to Charles. She'll stop top of the key. Kicks it to Barnes right wing, right back out to Charles, who backs it up a step or two. To Haley Rhodes, high left. Crossover dribble, hands it off to the curling McBride. Steps outside the arc. She'll try another three. This one dances but won't fall. And Thornton comes in for the rebound. She'll dribble the other way up the left side. Gets around Veronica Charles and lays it up and in.
Hesitate right there, a good hesitation move, and she knew she had a much better matchup there. No one stepped down to block her off from the goal.
You don't see many people blow by Charles like that, though. Defending OVC Defensive Player of the Year. Barnes flashes it inside to Haley Rhodes. Turnaround in the lane, stuffed by Terrace Thornton, who takes it right out of her hands. Gives it to Lewis, who comes the other way. Stops at the top of the key and hands it off the left point to Thornton. Bullet pass down low to McGlone. Goes up and over Blessing King with a baby hook. It will not fall. Too far off the right. McGlone, a slow start. Only 2 points so far for the Panthers. Morehead State basketball. Barnes out to Charles. Thought about the straightaway three and instead puts it on the floor. Penetrates. Goes to the floor in the lane. And the ball deflected out of her hands. Last touched by EIU.
I think it's still MSU ball.
Yeah. Lead official Molly Caldwell made the decisive indication right there. Molly Caldwell joined by Alicia Shivers and Kyle Thomas on tonight's officiating crew. Caldwell hands the ball to Skylar Barnes to inbound from the baseline into King. Out high right to Katie Novick near the hash. She'll rotate into the top of the key. Stops just inside the lane. Pass to the low block to Blessing King. Forces it up. It won't go. And the rebound battle is deflected out of bounds. I think last touched by Barnes of MSU. So EIU will come 94 feet. Inbounds to Bazell. Skip pass to Lewis, who works it up the right side across the division line. Guarded by Sekia Rowley. Stutter step and now backs it back out. Lewis maintaining that right-handed dribble. Again, tries to penetrate. Instead, a pull-up jumper from about 19. Count it.
It's only the second field goal in about the last 6 or 7 minutes.
Novick penetrates, kicks over to Haley Rhodes, out to Sekia Rowley. Tries a triple. This one dances off the neck of the iron. High into the air, the rebound tapped into the hands of Bazell. She'll bring it across midcourt herself for EIU. Right or left side of the lane, her shot stuffed by Katie Novick, who has been a real force in the low post defensively so far for Morehead State.
I noticed Katie Novick does a good job of timing on blocks. It's blocks sometimes aren't always the tallest people, the most athletic, because it's a lot about timing, and she had great timing a couple of blocks so far today.
Michaela Hall checks in for Morehead State, and for EIU, Emily Mydell onto the floor. And Monahan also back in. Monahan will trigger the inbound baseline left. Gets it inbounds to McGlone. Contested shot in the lane, also no good. Morehead State, the defensive rebound. Not giving EIU a lot of second chances. Novick standing dribble between the circles. Goes left wing to Sekia Rowley to Hall at the free throw line. Protects the ball, drives high off the glass, way too strong. And Lewis, the rebound, will come the other way for the Panthers. Floats it into the lane to McGlone. She had to save it back in bounds up top to Monahan. To Mydell on the right point. Couple of dribbles, gives to the curling Lewis. Chest pass left wing to Monahan. Around to Mydell. Bounce pass low block to McGlone. She'll try to go cross court, but there's Sekia Rowley, another Morehead State steal. Ahead to Haley Rhodes in transition. Missed the layup. And Tanya Lewis, the rebound for EIU. Gives it to Mydell near the left corner. Works in against Barnes, and an offensive foul against Mydell.
Ooh, that's a close foul. Barnes was moving, definitely moving, but it was the way she had the high arm there that caused that foul.
Yeah. Most officials will tell you that block charge call can be probably the toughest in the game.
It's the spur of the moment, but definitely when you raise your arm and try to armbar yourself to the goal, that's not legal.
Nope. Hall's pass down low deflected, but right into the hands of Haley Rhodes, who has the easy lay-in.
I don't know where McGlone was there. Somebody got lost.
29-18. Mydell tried a three-pointer.
That was tipped.
And it was tipped.
Haley Rhodes.
Haley Rhodes in transition did a nice job flying in front of the shooter, altering that shot. Morehead State, another defensive rebound. Eagles have the basketball. Haley Rhodes around a couple of high screens. Gets it to Sekia Rowley. Bounce pass into the lane to Hall. Working in against McGlone. Shot won't go, and McGlone goes up for the board. To Monahan up the left side. Stops just outside the arc on the left wing. To McGlone, right back to Monahan. Thought about the three. Instead, crossover dribble against Sekia Rowley. Floats it up. Count the basket, and she's fouled. Skylar Barnes went to the deck down low, and I assume will be the guilty party on the foul, and she is.
Yeah, she was in the area, restricted area. May have been a charge if she had taken about one more step out, but that's hard to do. Not everybody teaches players that, you know, in the spur of the moment, you're not really aware. You do have to be aware of where you are as a defender down there, because you're going to get that call against you if you're inside the zone.
Monahan, a 75% free throw shooter, right on the money. Gets the and one, her first 3 points of the night. cuts the Morehead State lead to 8, 29-21, 5:14 to play in the first half. Full court pressure. Haley Rhodes gets it across midcourt, takes it into the lane. Pull-up jumper, too short off the iron, but got her own miss. Out to Sekia Rowley. Over to Barnes. She'll penetrate right angle. Puts it up off the glass. Rattles, won't fall. McGlone down with the board. Here comes Monahan the other way for EIU. Gets by Blessing King. Floater in the lane. Off the back of the iron. Does a jig and falls. So Monahan, 5 straight points. Cuts it down to a 6-point Morehead State lead. Novick out high. Gets it to Haley Rhodes on the left wing. Guarded by Mydell. Gives it up to Skylar Barnes. Now to Sekia Rowley. Floats it to Blessing King off the left side. To Novick. Dribble drive. Tried to scoop it. Shot was altered. Missed badly. And Mydell the rebound. Ahead to Lewis. One-handed pass across to Gazelle. But beautifully taken away from behind by Skylar Barnes. Bounce pass ahead to Novick. Scoop shot. Won't fall. But a rebound for Click King, who puts it back up and through.
Morehead State had numbers there. Another missed layup, unfortunately, but the numbers saved them there.
Blessing King, the OVC's leader in offensive rebounds with the finish. Number 4 in the nation in offensive rebounding coming into this game.
4 total rebounds.
Bazell, left corner 3 off the back of the iron, will not go. Another defensive rebound. Here comes MSU. Sekia Rowley forces it up.
That's a foul, yep.
It doesn't go, but as Matt said, a foul. That will go against Maya Monahan.
The late call, Molly Caldwell, was behind the play, but it is the right call.
That will take us to our media timeout here in the second quarter. 3:46 to play. The Eagles holding on to a 31-23 lead over the Panthers here on the Eagles Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Hinton Mills has mixed and sold her own wild bird seed for years. Our grandma, Laura Hinton, loved to feed and watch the birds. In honor of that love, we're holding our annual wild bird seed sale all this week. In the winter, natural seed sources are less plentiful. You can help provide songbirds with a nutritional boost by supplementing their diet with our fresh, high-quality wild bird seed mix. Our mix is formulated for birds that reside in our region this season. Save on 50-pound bags now through Saturday at Hinton Mills.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Morehead State off to an outstanding start so far in Charleston, Illinois tonight as the MSU women are taking on the Panthers of Eastern Illinois in the women's half of tonight's women's men's twin bill. Tom Lewis along with Matt Schabert. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Our good buddy Wes Holland not able to be here, but listening in and contributing from afar as he texted us during that break. Pointed out good keys on the pregame, Matt Schabert. Fast break points, 4-3. Second chance points for Morehead State, 5-0. So that gives the Eagles plus 6 in an 8-point lead.
Well, and the Eagles have done a good job. Macy McGlone, obviously, 1 of 5 from the floor. She does have 5 rebounds. A couple of them are defensive rebound when MSU tried to go down low, but doing a good job of creating some turnovers, too. Turnovers, like I said, 7 turnovers for EIU, and active hands tonight for Morehead State on defense.
Melissa Secchiaroli, only a 50% free throw shooter on the year, misses the first of two here. One more to come. It's airborne, and it rattles home. 32-23, the Morehead State lead, and full court pressure being shown by MSU. Inbounds comes to Monahan. Morehead State will back off on the defensive intensity and fall back into the half court. Monahan high right, switches to the left hand, dribbles to the left side, hands it off to Bazell, guarded by Matilda Soderlund on the floor now for MSU. Stops top of the key, kicks it right side to Tiny Lewis. Back out to Monahan, shot clock down to nine as Monahan drives, scoops, and scores. Secchiaroli went to the floor, no whistle.
That's probably a good no call, yep. Just a contact there.
Charles with the basketball for Morehead State, just inside the free throw line, kicks it out to Rhodes on the left. She'll rotate back between the circles, gets around her defender with a crossover dribble, 14-foot pull-up, no good, and McGlone with the carom for EIU. To Tiny Lewis, she'll set the offense on the left-hand end as we look at the court, gives it up to Terrace Thornton. Entry pass intended for McGlone, but Blessing King strips it away. Monahan the loose ball, tried to get it to McGlone, but she can't control it. Charles tracks down the rebound on the baseline, gets it to Soderlund, back to Charles, through the center circle in a hurry. Bounce pass, low block to King, lays it up and through over McGlone. Back to a 9-point Morehead State lead, 34-25. Lewis, standing dribble, right side, gets it to Thornton just about straight away. Back right point to Lewis. She'll back it out between the rings and give it back to Thornton. Monahan comes out to take it between the circles. Back to Tiny Lewis. Panthers getting nothing going this trip offensively. Monahan, right wing, three to shoot, step back 24-footer, and she hit it. The Eagles did everything right defensively, but Monahan somehow got that triple to go.
Sometimes that's all you can do. I mean, credit the player.
Rhodes penetrates right side. Her floater in the lane floats over the rim, and here come the Panthers. Thornton forces it up, no good. McGlone got the initial rebound, and I think she's fouled from behind. This will go against Blessing King.
Haley Rose actually had the rebound and dropped it. McGlone kind of, I don't know if you saw that, she sort of just ended up with it,
yeah.
Unfortunately for Morehead State, and drew the foul.
McGlone about a foot taller,
yep,
than Charles. That helped a little bit. Inbounds floated out front to Bazell. Catch and shoot three. Bingo. So two straight three-pointers have made this a three-point ball game all of a sudden. Eagle lead and leather. Charles, left wing to Secchiaroli. Holds the ball. Now to Soderlund, right side or left side. Tried to drive baseline. Cut off. Back to Secchiaroli. Three-pointer. Too much mustard on it. And the Eagles unable to save it back in bounds. So EIU ball. 1:12 to play in the first half. And it's now a three-point ball game. The Eagles have led by double figures, but EIU chipping away, and a couple of three-pointers here in the last minute or so have made this a little more interesting. Eagles again extend defensive pressure, but Lewis easily across midcourt on the dribble against Charles. Between the rings, now floats to the left out high. Now back to the right, lofts it inside. Pass deflected away by Rhodes off of the backboard, and here comes Skylar Barnes in a hurry. Tries the Euro step, scoops it up, no good, but she's fouled. And that will go against Bazell.
Got the foul there, Tom, but I thought maybe that was going to be a dangerous play by Barnes. Yeah. It was very hard to get a good layup there. But we'll see. Maybe she can.
A little bit out of control, but rewarded with a trip to the foul line. First one up. It's off the back of the iron. No. Barnes on the year, a 65% free throw shooter.
3 for 7 free throws. Make it 3 for 8.
One, no good. And the rebound to EIU. Tiny Lewis across midcourt.
Bazell, on the other hand, only shot one free throw today.
Wow. McGlone takes the pass. Right elbow extended. Works it in against Kings. Fadeaway jumper. No good. And a foul called. That was not a whole lot of contact, but McGlone is going to go to the free throw line nonetheless. Jaden Rhodes checks back in, Blessing King to the bench. So McGlone to the free throw line for the first time tonight. 72% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. She honestly doesn't get to the line that much for a low post offensive player. Only 50 free throws coming in.
I'd say a lot of her baskets, if she can score on those fadeaway jumpers, are not drawing fouls
right.
Sometimes.
Misses the second freebie. Morehead State with the rebound. Charles standing on the edge of the center circle in the Panther logo at midcourt. About a 6 second difference between shot and game clock. Charles pull up jumper from 12 right on the money, right side.
It's going to stop here with about 10 seconds left in the half.
Shot clock off. 36-32, Morehead State lead. Tiny Lewis around a McGlone screen. Step back three, right side.
Three.
Nothing but the bottom of the net. Inbounds to Novick. She'll take it to midcourt. One too many passes. Could not get a shot off. And after one half of play at Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois, it's Morehead State 36, Eastern Illinois 35. We'll be back with our halftime festivities after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Entertaining first half of basketball in Charleston, Illinois. Morehead State on top after the first 20 minutes, beating EIU, Eastern Illinois, 36-35. Tom Lewis along with Matt Shabert. And Matt, really entertaining ball game. What stands out to you as you look at the halftime score sheet?
Right there, Tom. Assist to turnover ratio for Morehead State. 11 assists on 14 made baskets. What's that, about 90% or so? Two turnovers the entire half, and they forced nine turnovers from EIU. Two turnovers in a half, definitely a season high for Morehead State. Now, knock on wood, I'm knocking on the table right now. It's not made of fake wood, but Morehead State averaging over about 20 turnovers a game.
Yep, almost 21.
Two turnovers is amazing in a half.
Yeah, and EIU averaging just shy of 18 turnovers a game. So, yeah, that's huge.
We mentioned
huge.
McGlone not going off or not letting her go off, stop other players, but Monahan and Bazell actually combined 8 of 13, 20 points combined, so that's where they've been able to get back in this game and stay in this game with
them. Sharita Lewis not far behind with 8 points herself. So, yeah, they're getting some of those secondary and tertiary scorers to step up with McGlone struggling. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then come back with a closer look at some of our halftime numbers and scoring as we continue. Morehead State leading 36-35 over Eastern Illinois here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Keep your family warm with the red hot grocery buys you'll find inside Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA fresh store ground chuck, especially priced for just $3.99 a pound. Super select cucumbers and extra large green bell peppers are only 88 cents. And two large 52-ounce cartons of Florida's natural orange juice or grapefruit juice are just $7. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Jeffrey Hill, Chair of the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So we're looking at a kind of revamp within the departments that you look over, and that is the transition of convergent media to its kind of new form as media evolves.
Yeah, I mean, convergent media was started about a dozen years ago, and at that time, that was certainly the buzzword of the day, and the upper administration thought that was a good idea. Some of the faculty were not as impressed about it, but nonetheless, it was what it was. But since we were in the process of revamping some of the curriculum of the program, it seemed a good time to also consider revamping the name of the program.
And that name is?
Media production and journalism. Nice, simple, straight. It's obvious what it is. There's no confusion about what it is, I think.
And so some of the changes were made to general education and then some of the courses within what used to be CVM, what is now media production and journalism.
Yeah, correct. I mean, they still show up in the catalog as CVM classes, but that is going to be in process of being changed to MPJ. Not that that's that relevant, but just so that it's not confusing at all.
Right.
But yeah, we changed a number of things. I mean, there's the core classes, and we made some changes to that. We removed a class, we added a couple of classes, and then in the elective blocks, you know, over the last dozen years, we've had a number of courses that have been put on the books, and obviously those courses weren't part of the program, so we've added those into the program, and then we've kind of moved a few around that didn't seem maybe as relevant, lost a couple that didn't seem as relevant as well.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things that students learn within this program?
Well, that's the beauty of it. They learn everything from writing to producing to directing to shooting, doing the videography. It's really a one-stop shop for production and journalism. So they'll have the opportunity to work for a newspaper, and more often than not, they'll be able to get their work in some of the local papers around the state of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So they'll get some bylines. They'll be able to do video production, documentary production, get some of that work potentially on PBS. They'll be able to work for the TV station here on campus and produce the live half-hour newscast that happens every Thursday at 5:00. They'll have the opportunity to work here at the radio station, mm-hmm. which is where I'm sitting right now, and I happen to see a couple of my fellow students just over in the other room there working. So.
That's right. Yes. And what are some of the challenges of this program?
I think the biggest challenge of the program is giving the students students enough time to do the work. Students today are stretched so thin, right? They're taking 15, 18 credits. They've got another job or two.
Yeah.
They maybe have a wife or a husband. They might even have a couple of children. And, you know, being able to carve out the amount of time necessary because, yeah, you got to do well in your classes. You got to get good grades. I don't bother that at all. I don't think that's a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But they got to do the work outside of the classroom to really be able to make their work shine. I mean, again, it's all about the real, R-E-E-L. They got to have a good portfolio, a good thing that shows what they've actually done. They go in and say, I got a straight 4.0, they'll shake your hand and say, well done, but they're not going to necessarily give you the job.
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey, thank you for explaining the changes and challenges and joys of this program. Thanks so much for being here.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Jeffrey Hill, Chair of the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Entertaining basketball so far tonight here in Charleston, Illinois. 36-35, your halftime score. Morehead State leading Eastern Illinois in the women's half of tonight's OVC Women's Men's Twin Bill. Let's take a look at some of your halftime numbers brought to you by Whitaker Bank. Eagles 14 of 36 from the field in the first half, 38.9%. A very impressive 5 of 10 from three-point range and 3 of 8 from the free throw line, 37.5%. EIU 14 of 33 from the field, 42.4%. 5 of 11 from outside the arc, 45.5%. And 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe. Rebounding battle currently being won by the Panthers, but just barely, 23-21. Points in the paint, despite the presence of all-OVC low post player Macy McGlone, the Eagles with the 16-12 advantage down low. And bench points also squarely in Morehead State's favor, 14-2. The Panthers finished the first half on a 10-2 run to close the gap. The Eagles led by double digits a couple of times in the first half. We've had 6 lead changes and a tie in this game already. Individually, MSU being led in scoring by a duo of players with 8 points each, Veronica Charles and Haley Rhodes. 7 points for Skylar Barnes, 6 for Blessing King, 4 for Melissa Secchiaroli, and 3 for Paris McBride in limited action. Several players with 3 rebounds for MSU. For Eastern Illinois. It's Maya Monahan and Ellie Bazell with 10 points each. Bazell has now made multiple three-pointers in 10 straight games dating back to December 2nd. So she keeps that impressive streak going. 8 points for Tiny Lewis. 3 points for Macy McGlone, and that's big. She came into this game averaging about 27 points a game, make that 25 points a game in OVC play. So the Eagles have found a way to keep her in check for the most part. She does have a game-high 7 rebounds and 2 points each for Bingston and Thornton for EIU. In your halftime score, 36-35, Morehead State leads EIU. Back with our second half after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Teams taking the floor as we get set to start our second half here at Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. Morehead State will have the basketball starting the second half with a one-point lead. The Eagles wearing their road blue uniforms with gold numbers and white and gold trim. EIU in the home white uniforms with blue numbers and blue and gray trim. Inbounds will come to Charles at Morehead State. As the third quarter underway in the offensive end on our left, Haley Rhodes holds the basketball between the rings. Now to Charles outside the arc, left wing. A couple of dribbles, gives it up to the curling Barnes, takes it into the lane. Floater is right on the money. Good start for Barnes, good start for the Eagles as they increase the lead to 3. Starting the second half. Standing dribble for Lewis. One-handed pass to Monahan, right wing. Lofts it inside to McGlone, and she goes right to work down low against Blessing King. Can't get the layup to go, but she got fouled by King and will get free throws.
That's exactly what they've been trying to do, or that's their bread and butter play. Throw it to the opposite side of the goal and try to draw a foul, or usually McGlone will just hit a layup.
That's big for Morehead State, too. That's number 3 on King, their leading rebounder.
Just about to say Morehead State only with 5 total fouls, yeah. But...
3 on King.
3 on King and
McGlone right on the money with that first free throw. She ranks in the top 5 in the OVC in scoring, rebounding, block shots, and field goal percentage coming into this game. And the second free throw is perfect. Lead back to 1 for Morehead State as they come across midcourt. Veronica Charles running the court, point to Secchi Aroli on the right wing out near the hash. Entry pass to Barnes on the bounce. Pearls, reverse layup, contested, and a little off balance, no good. McGlone the rebound. She'll give it up to Lewis, who comes across midcourt through the Panther logo. Gives it up to Bazell, high left. To McGlone outside the arc, guarded by Jaden Rhodes out high. Hands it off to Bingston. Now to Monahan. She steps back outside the arc, gets it into McGlone. Another turnaround jumper, fade away, no good. Tie up on the rebound, and EIU will keep possession.
3 players there, Tom, from Morehead State, and no one grabbed it. That's exactly what happened, and the one EIU player, thanks there, just really didn't get it, but was able to tie it up just enough, right. And they keep the possession.
Katie Novick checks back in for the Eagles. Barnes to the bench. Bazell lofts it in to McGlone, kicks it right back out to Bingston. Her 3-pointer way off the mark. And
a little bit contested by Rhodes. They're not blocked, but...
The backside rebound to Charles. She brings it across midcourt. Novick around to Haley Rhodes. Out straight away to Secchi Aroli to Novick on the right wing. Dribbles behind the back. Kicks it to Jaden Rhodes. Catch and shoot 3 off the back of the iron. No. Novick crashes in to take the floor rebound. Gets it back out to Haley Rhodes to reset. Crossover dribble down the left side. Turn around in the lane. No good. Her sister, Jaden, with the rebound. Her putback is blocked by McGlone, who claims the ball out of the air. To Tiny Lewis up the left side. To Monahan out straight away to McGlone. Thought about the straightaway three. Instead, hands it off to Monahan. Puts it on the floor. Works in against Seki Aroli. Her floater right side. No good. Rebound tracked down by Charles along the baseline far side. Passes ahead to Seki Aroli in the front quarter. Gets it right back to Charles. Now Novick high left. Couple of dribbles. Passes across to Haley Rhodes to her sister Jaden. She'll work in against McGlone. Kicks it out to Novick. 13 to shoot as Novick goes into the lane. Ooh, nice. Wow. Up and under move against her defender. Lays it in and Morehead State's lead back to three. 40-37. 7.5 to play third quarter. Lewis to Monahan on the right wing. Floats one down to McGlone, who has it taken right out of her hands by Jaden Rhodes beautifully, and a turnover with the steal. To Novick, across to Charles, to Seki Aroli, catch and shoot, right side, three, count it!
Great ball movement. It started with the defensive play. There was only three passes on that whole possession, but it counted for a three-pointer.
It did, and it makes it a six-point game, just under 7 minutes to play in the third. Lewis out high to Bazell. To McGlone, nearly picked off again by Jaden Rhodes. Instead, gets it to Lewis, who has it tapped away by Charles. She tracks it down, tries the fadeaway three-pointer. No good. That was an ill-advised off-balance shot. Seki Aroli the other way for the Eagles. Almost double-dribbled, but corrals and gets it to Novick. She'll settle things down and gets it to Charles outside the arc left side. Across to Seki Aroli. Now to Haley Rhodes in the right corner. Works the baseline. Takes it up strongly and puts it through. Nice move by Haley Rhodes.
Great strong move. She hesitated too, didn't go up and try to make the first move and waited for the opportunity.
Rhodes with 10 points now for Morehead State. On the other end, Lewis tried to penetrate against Charles, and I think they're going to get V for reach in. Number two on Charles.
He got V.
Colson checks in for EIU. Ellie Colson, a 6'1 junior from Thompson's Station, Tennessee.
So he hasn't played yet today.
Nope.
This is going to be probably about a 2 minute, maybe a 1 minute break for McGlone. I can guarantee that. She played all 20 minutes in the first half.
Yeah. Colson only averaging about. Averages about 13 minutes a game. But
I'm looking over at the bench, and McGlone really does look pretty tired over there. She's
had to work for everything she's gotten tonight, and that's not been as much as usual.
Her face is a lot redder than the other players over there. That usually means you've got that blood flowing a little bit too much up there.
Colson takes the inbound from Monahan. Lewis curls out to take it straight away. Steps outside the arc left wing. Charles forces her to backtrack even further. Now gets it to Thornton, lobs it inside to Colson, and she's fouled from the backside by Novick before she's even able to corral the basketball.
Novick was there but didn't give her the chance to catch the ball, and you got to let the player come down with it. They collided.
So Novick's first of the game. Inbounds comes to Lewis, kicks it to Monahan, catch and shoot, left side three, splash. 45-40 Morehead State.
Charles 6% for EIU today, 6 of 13. They haven't had much else inside the three-point line.
Novick to Seki Aroli, bounce pass right corner to Charles. Back out to Rhodes. Crossover dribble, kicks to Hannah Hicks on the floor for the first time for Morehead State. To Charles, into the lane, kicks to Seki Aroli, three-pointer. Off the neck of the iron, no good. Terrace Thornton high for the rebound. And she is fouled by Morehead State's Hicks.
I don't know why Hannah, she initially was tied, thought she had her tied up, but then went away and then kept going there. It's almost like she kind of grabbed her around the neck there almost.
So EIU basketball to come 94 feet. Monahan's face a little bit red too. She's worked a lot. Coach Matt Beaulant doesn't go very deep on his bench. He plays a lot of minutes with his starters. Bazell at the left hash. Back to Monahan now between the circles. She'll put it on the floor. Steps around a screen but can't get the shot off to Colson. Tried the quick backdoor bounce pass but Novick right there to deflect it away. Now Sekiaroli the other way. Gives it up to Charles, but she lost the handle. And Lewis the steal for EIU. She'll dribble into the front court to our right. Swallowed under by Sekiaroli. Has to get it to Monahan. Back to Lewis. Low block bounce pass to Colson. Turnaround jumper in the lane over Hicks. No good. Colson got her miss. Missed her putback. And Novick another rebound for MSU. Comes the other way. Gives it off to Charles on the left wing, and she'll slowly rotate back out between the rings to reset.
11 turnovers for EIU, only three still for Morehead State, just that one a minute ago.
12 to shoot. Charles passes to Haley Rhodes on the left wing. Back to Charles. Shot clock to six. Charles drives, kicks to Sekiaroli, has plenty of room, but can't get the three-pointer to fall from the left wing, a little too strong. Monahan the other way for the Panthers. She'll take it into the lane. Cut off by Haley Rhodes. Passes back out to Lewis, right back to Monahan. Haley Rhodes, a hand in her face. Bounce pass to Lewis. To Vizel, and Novick, a little over-anxious coming over her back, will be called for the personal.
Just her second, but... Nope. Media timeout, looks like.
Yep, 3:49 to play, third quarter. Morehead State still leads, 45-40 over Eastern Illinois. Here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisps, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Thanks for being with us tonight as we have Ohio Valley Conference basketball action here on the Eagle Sports Network. Morehead State in Charleston, Illinois, taking on the Panthers of Eastern Illinois. And right now, the MSU women have a 45-40 lead over EIU with 3:49 to play, third quarter. I'm Tom, he's Matt, and Matt, so far an entertaining ball game.
It is. It's very entertaining. Morehead State has done a great job today. Again, we mentioned the turnovers, limiting those, getting some takeaways, and limiting EIU's post play down low. Now, I think the X factor down the stretch might be this three-point shooting and letting Vizel and Monahan get open looks as Vizel at the free throw line here.
She makes the first of two. Vizel came in second in the OVC with 40 three-point shots made on the year, and she's shooting it well from long distance tonight, too, as she's 2 of 2 from deep. Misses the second free throw. It's 45-41 MSU. Eagles with the rebound. Charles brings it ahead to Haley Rhodes, to Charles, to Sekiaroli, back to Haley Rhodes on the left side. Walks it back up the arc. Gives it to Michaela Hall. Now to Charles. Cross court to Barnes. She'll drive left angle. Step back jumper off the front of the iron. No good. And McGlone with her 10th rebound of the night.
Should have used the glass there, I think.
Yep.
She had that angle. I saw it right from our angle here.
Monahan now gets it to Bazell. Tries to float it underneath to Thornton, but it's a little too tall. She can't control and tossed it off of herself.
Securoli with a push foul.
Oh, did
behind.
They? Yes, they did.
I Ouch. Thought they might. It was close, but there is Melissa looking at the bench like, what did I do? I mean, from here, I thought it probably was a good call.
Yeah. EIU moves into the bonus. Thornton at the line, puts the first one up and splash. Thornton has played well in the past against Morehead State, had 11 points in the first meeting last year and then 15 with 8 rebounds the second time around. She's working her way back into the rotation after an extended absence for injury, misses the second free throw.
Free throws could play a factor here in this
yes,
type of
could.
Game too.
Charles smothered
Picked
under
up her dribble.
By Ellis. Had to get it away to Secchiaroli, who tracks it down out high. Hands it off to Rhodes near the right hash. Back to Secchiaroli. Out to Rhodes. Passes up the three. Drives instead, but Monahan the steal from behind. She comes the other way in transition. Misses the layup, and Morehead State Secchiaroli the rebound. She'll come to the other end. Tried to get it to Hall. Deflected by McGlone, and then off of Hall's hands and out of bounds.
I don't know. You got a three-point lead. You're trying to get fancy there. I know it was a fast break, but you don't have a proven player that finished fast breaks there. I think you just slow that one down.
As it stands, Eastern Illinois will have the basketball down three. Just over 2.5 to play in the third. Monahan, right elbow to McGlone. She lobs it down low to Thornton. Got behind Barnes and laid it up and in. 1-point ball game. Eagle lead and leather. Here comes Novick into the lane. Euro step, left-handed layup is good.
Wow, what a move there, I tell you.
Nicely done.
And to be able to have the body control to get it off the square and in.
47-44 MSU. Thornton drives against Barnes. Reverse layup is good. Thornton feeling it right now. 2 minutes to go. Eagles up by one. Third quarter. Barnes holds near the right hash in front of the MSU bench. Couple of dribbles out to Novick. Passes up the three. Spins into the lane. Bounce pass to Barnes. She'll try the right wing three and cans it. Barnes now with 12 points. 5 of 9 shooting. 2 of 3 from deep. Those 12 points pace MSU.
Offensive foul.
Offensive foul on the other end. Terrace Thornton and Skylar Barnes tangling a bit away from the ball. And Thornton called for the personal. Tiny Lewis back on the floor for EIU, and Thornton will head to the bench. That was the second foul on Thornton. She checks out with 7 points now on the night. Morehead State with a 4-point lead, 1.5 to play, third quarter. Secchiaroli on the right wing, out between the rings to Novick, around to Barnes, drives around Ellis, puts it up, and McGlone coming over from the weak side was there, but they're going to give the foul to Ellis.
I can see that. They both were there. Ellis was the one who really got the harder hit on that play.
So that will put Skylar Barnes at the line. That's the second personal on Lelaney Ellis. Barnes, free throw, splash.
We're about to throw T-shirts here. If she missed it, I heard the promotion. But I'm not letting you throw T-shirts. Well, actually, they may still if she misses the second
they
one.
Might.
So we'll see.
It's up. It rattles. It does not fall. And the rebound to Ellis.
And they do throw the T-shirts. Okay. 1 for 2, I guess. It's a T-shirt toss here.
I guess so. Lewis has her pass nearly tipped away, but gets it to Bazell. To Monahan, she'll try a three-pointer from the far side. No good. Backside rebound to Ellis. Puts it up. Hit the little jumper, and she's fouled from behind by Veronica Charles.
Charles got caught in a bad spot. Didn't do a whole lot there, but had her hand. She just kept her hands back. Probably wouldn't have done that. She wasn't going to block it. She was behind the shooter.
Right. Number 3 on V. And that puts Lelaney Ellis at the line for an and one opportunity. It's up, it's good, and that's her third point of the night. Haley Rhodes will check back in for Morehead State. And checking in for EIU, Sydney James DeRoche.
Skylar Barnes now her first time as an Eagle having back-to-back double-digit scoring game.
Good to see. Full court pressure from EIU as Novick dribbles it ahead. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Sekiroli in the front court, but she is pinned between the midcourt stripe and the sideline.
Yeah, when she caught it, she dropped it, so she could not dribble.
But she saved, threw it out of bounds off of DeRoche to avoid a five-second violation. Eagles will inbound right at midcourt. It comes into Novick. Left-handed dribble. Crosses over against Bazell, spins into the top of the lane, lost the handle. Ball loose. Lewis is able to come up with it. Gives to McGlone. Right back to Lewis, left wing. Into the corner. Far side to DeRoche. Tried to get it to McGlone. It's deflected out of her hands, but Michaela Hall called for a personal in the process. That will be her first, and that will put McGlone at the line. McGlone only 5 points tonight. Came in averaging 17 and a half a game. Julie Benson back on the floor for the Panthers, replacing Bazell. McGlone, 3 of 4 from the stripe tonight. Make it 4 of 5 as that one barely even rippled the net. Back to a one-point game. McGlone can tie it with this free throw. 33.6 seconds to play in the third quarter. Rattles in and out. Hall tried to track down the rebound, and then she's fouled from behind as Ellis was trying to make up lost ground to get that loose ball as well, but Ellis bumped into Hall from behind. Personal foul on Ellis. That's her third in limited playing time.
Looking back here at the play-by-play, I believe the last EIU lead was 14-13 midway through the first quarter.
You would be correct. Rhodes gets past the full court pressure, gets it to Soderlund, now to Novick out top, to Rhodes. About a 1 second difference between the shot and game clocks. 16 to shoot. Rhodes cross court to Sekiroli at the hash, out to Novick. She wants a high screen from Haley Rhodes, gets it. 8 to shoot. To Rhodes, drives, scoops, dances, falls. 53-50 Eagles. Lewis will launch one from midcourt. Air ball, and the third quarter comes to an end with Morehead State leading Eastern Illinois 53-50. Back with our final stanza after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street, Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Three quarters in the books here in Charleston, Illinois. 10 more minutes to play, and Morehead State with the 53-50 lead over Eastern Illinois. The Morehead State men will be taking the court after the conclusion of this game to take on the Panthers in the second half of tonight's Twin Bill. And looking ahead to future action, the Eagles will be in Edwardsville, Illinois this Saturday for another doubleheader against the Cougars of SIUE. Women's game will actually follow the men's game. The men will be on ESPNU at noon, and the women's game will follow at about 3 o'clock in Edwardsville. And then MSU back home next Thursday to face UT Martin in another doubleheader.
It's been a while since we've had a men's first, women's second doubleheader.
I don't remember the last time,
we
actually.
We haven't done it at home in probably about 10 years at least.
Yeah. Eagle basketball as we start the fourth quarter. Haley Rhodes with the dribble. Takes it to the left elbow. Keeps on trucking down the left side of the lane, but misses the layup. McGlone gets the ricocheted rebound. Ahead to Lewis. Passes down into the far corner to Bazell. Out to McGlone, high left. She'll dribble around the top of the arc. Gets it to Lewis. Bounce pass to McGlone on the low block. Kicks back out to Bingson, to Bazell, around to Monahan. Morehead State doing a nice job denying the perimeter jumper here. Eight to shoot as Bazell gets around a high screen, takes it into the lane, puts it up. And in and out, no good. And the rebound by Blessing King for Morehead State. To Novick up the far side. Into the offensive end to our left. She'll rotate back out. Gets it to Secchiaroli. Near the corner, left side to Haley Rhodes. Back out between the rings now to Skylar Barnes. To Novick, 13 on the shot clock. As Rhodes takes the pass, takes it into the lane, puts it up. Off the front of the rim, no good.
Got it tipped as she was going up, and one of those you just sort of had to keep pushing it. And
Lewis turns on the afterburners, gets around the defense, and will lay it up and in on the other end. And it's a one-point game, 53-52. Eagle lead and the ball to Skylar Barnes on
the
left wing.
Crucial possession of the game here.
Could be. Novick has it. She'll take it into the lane, trying to float it up. Actually, she may have been trying to pass it. We'll see what the officials say here. That foul on Julia Bingson.
They will give her two shots, although I'm with you. She was, knowing Katie Novick, she was trying to get that down to Blessing King.
I think she was. So this is a bit of a break for Morehead State as Novick will get free throws. First one is up. Rattles in and out.
Well, I said free throws may play a big part in this game here in the last 8 minutes.
MSU only 4 of 11 from the stripe. Make it 4 of 12 as Novick missed them both. Lewis will dribble across midcourt the other way for EIU. Working in the end to our right. Standing dribble. Gives it to Monahan. Right point. Faked the three. Took it into the lane. And her floater is right on the money. And the Cougars have claimed their first lead.
It's 3-21
first quarter,
yep.
54-53, Morehead State ball. Barnes to Secchiaroli at the top of the arc. Bounce pass to Rhodes. Now out to Novick. Tried to go behind the back. Lost the handle. Will try again. Scoops it up and through as she got around Monahan. Back and forth. Morehead State back up 55-54. On the other end, Bazell finds McGlone wide open underneath. Eagle low post defense did not get back, and McGlone, her easiest bucket of the night, to put the Panthers back up by one. And MSU will call a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, but we'll stretch it to a media. A 7:37 to play, fourth quarter. It's Eastern Illinois now in the lead over Morehead State, 56-55, here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IG in Moorhead. USDA boneless beef chuck roast is only $5.99 a pound. Lean Cuisine and Stouffer's entrees are specially priced at just $2. And the 3-pound bag of Clementine mandarins is only $3.99. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IG in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
.737 to play. Final quarter here in Charleston, Illinois. Moorhead State's women trailing Eastern Illinois Panthers 56-55 in a heck of a ball game. Both teams shooting it pretty well. MSU 22 of 53, 41.5%, but 7 of 15 from three-point range, 46.7%. EIU not far behind, 42.9% from three-point range. And 43% from the field overall. Free throws right now looking like a bigger factor, Matt, as Moorhead State only 4 of 12, EIU 8 of 12 from the stripe. And it's EIU by 1-1 on the board.
Big factor down the stretch here. EIU, MSU did lead after three quarters, and EIU just 1-10 this year when they trailed after three quarters.
Charles comes out to take the ball from Haley Rhodes. Gets cut off right side of the lane. Floats it back out top to Sekiaroli. To Barnes on the left point. Chest pass across to Sekiaroli near the right hash. Into the corner to Hall. One bounce back to Sekiaroli. Three to shoot. Puts it up and good! Right in front of Coach Kayla Petrie on the Moorhead State bench. And it's 58-56 Eagles. Big shot as the shot clock was starting to tick down close to zero. Monahan with the ball on the other end. Tries to get around Rhodes. Can't. Gives it off to Lewis. Back to Monahan. Thought about the long three. Instead, will pass to Bazell on the right point. Eight to shoot. Bazell floats it to McGlone. Has it taken out of her hands briefly. Hook shot. Right baseline. No good. Bingson the rebound. Got it to Bazell. She can't get the layup to go, but McGlone cleans it up and puts it through. We are tied, 58-58, 6.5 to play in regulation. Charles walks through the center circle, and that Panther logo floats it to Hall at the left elbow. Curling out to take it from her is Sekiaroli. Bounce pass now to Haley Rhodes on the right side, straight away to Barnes. To Charles, fakes the three, drives. Gives it off down low to Hall, who lays it up and in off the glass with the left hand, and MSU back up by two with 6 minutes to go.
Charles is so good at that drive and dish.
Tiny Lewis working against Veronica Charles. Passes left hash to Bazell. Out straight away to Bingson, guarded by Sekiaroli. Now to Monahan on the left wing. Wants a screen from McGlone. Crossover dribble gets around Haley Rhodes, but Michaela Hall right there with the weak side help to block the shot out of bounds.
I kind of commend the officials here. There's
been a couple of fouls tonight, been a little questionable, but they're kind of letting them play here. That could have been a body foul, but they let them play it out.
Monahan gets it inbounds to McGlone, who hands it right back to Monahan. She'll try a right corner three, too strong. Ball bounces across the top of the rim. Right there to get it is Rhodes. Gives it up to Charles, who stops between the rings, offensive end to the left. To Sekiaroli, right hash, out top to Barnes. Right at the apex of the arc. Now to Charles, left wing, three. A little too strong, but Blessing King, the offensive rebound. Out to Charles, to Sekiaroli on the right wing. Puts down the left-handed dribble. Now picks it up. Charles comes to take it from her. Wants to work the baseline, does so. Cut off by Monahan, she forces it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. King tapped it initially to a teammate. Barnes, or make that King a last second heave to avoid a shot clock violation. The Eagles keep it with another offensive rebound.
Barnes got in there and got that second offensive rebound.
King gives it off to Sekiaroli, left point. Over to Charles. She'll drive right angle. King. Takes it off to King underneath, who lays it in.
Same play as just about a minute and a half ago.
Yep. It's a four-point lead now for Morehead State, and EIU wants the timeout. 4:32 to go, fourth quarter. MSU up 62-58 over Eastern Illinois. This is a 30-second, no, we'll call it a media timeout.
Yeah,
so we'll step
under
out.
Five.
Yep, we will be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Dandy going here at Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois. The women of Morehead State leading the Panthers, BIU, 62-58, 4:32 to play, fourth quarter. Tom Lewis and Matt Shabard. Matt, when I was talking to Coach Kayla Petrie before the game, she mentioned to me, not as part of our interview, but she said, I think if we can get to 70 points tonight, we can win this ball game. 4.5 to play. They're at 62 right now.
Yep, definitely. It's 12 points on the other side for EIU to get to that number two. But we'll see. This is going to be a real battle going down the stretch here. Still so much time left, yep. 4 minutes.
Both teams have been pretty solid offensively tonight. Thornton will inbound just to our left. Gets it into Lewis in the backcourt. She'll work against Charles across the timeline. To Thornton on the right wing. Puts it on the floor. Gets around Sekiaroli initially. Sekiaroli tried to regain defensive position, but Nell's going to be called for the personal for the block. Number two on Sekiaroli. Panthers will inbound baseline near side. Monahan trying to float it up top, but right there to take it was Barnes. Came the other way, but the Eagles didn't have numbers. She'll get it back out to Seki Roli. Hands it to Charles to set the offense in the half court. Blessing King now on the right point. One dribble to Seki Roli on the left point. Working against Monahan. Gives it up to Barnes. Back to Seki Roli. To Haley Rhodes. Shot clock ticks down to six.
Ooh.
Out to Charles. Four to shoot. She's going to have to get around.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Not a good foul there by Tiny Lewis against Charles as the shot clock was expiring.
There was 1 second when I looked up there, Tom, when that foul was called. Veronica Charles was not going to get that shot off. There was no way. No. She was still with the ball almost down by her ankles.
First foul of the game on Charita Tiny Lewis. Shot clock will reset to 20 for Morehead State. Seki Roli will inbound just to our left on the sideline. Out to Charles. She'll float into the Panther logo to Seki Roli on the left wing, guarded very closely by Monahan. Tried to get it into the cutting Haley Rhodes, but right there to take it away was Terrace Thornton.
I was just about to say, Eagles need to run the clock down each possession and take care of the ball in that time.
Lewis, beautiful crossover dribble, but way off the mark with her layup. Got her own miss out to Bazell. Three-pointer, splash. Ellie Bazell, the most accurate three-point shooter in the OVC, is 3 of 3 from deep and just pulled her team within one. 3:12 to play, and another turnover as Blessing King throws the ball way out of the reach of Veronica Charles.
Now, it's only 7 turnovers, but now you're talking about turnovers in bad times here, and that's
Eagles only had 2 at halftime. Monahan methodically across midcourt through the center circle. Floats left, now back to the right. Can't get around Haley Rhodes, and we'll give it off to Bazell on the right side. Out to Lewis. Shoots over a McGlone screen, off the mark. No good, too strong. Haley Rhodes up strong for the rebound. She'll come ahead herself. Gets it to Charles between the rings. She'll look to the bench in direction from Coach Kayla Petrie. Now to Seki Roli near the right hash. Out to Haley Rhodes straight away, just outside the apex of the arc. Puts it on the floor, stops at the elbow, kicks to Charles. She'll drive off the left angle, has her layup deflected away, but another foul coming on Tiny Lewis, and that will put Charles at the line. That's foul number 2 on Lewis.
Well, Veronica, yeah, she's okay. She hit the corner of the back stop there. The backboard goes up, even though it's padded. She hit that pretty hard.
Eagles only 4 of 12 from the line tonight. Veronica Charles on the season, an 81.6% free throw shooter, and she nails the first. Needed that. Back to a 2-point advantage for Morehead State. 2:29 to go. Charles takes a deep breath as she toes the nail. Pounds the ball a couple of times, puts it in the air, and it rolls through. 3-point lead for MSU. 64-61.
10 points and 7 assists for Veronica Charles.
Not a bad night's work. Lewis, one-handed pass to Bazell out high right. Back to Lewis. To Bazell. Drives around Rhodes. Tried to pass cross court. There was a lot of contact, but the whistle was because the ball went out of bounds, not because of a foul, and Morehead State will get it on another EIU turnover. Their 14th.
They're going to face full-court pressure probably for the final 2 minutes.
Katie Novick will take the inbounds. That's who you want to have it, at least initially. Gets it to Charles at midcourt. Now the Eagles have numbers, 2-on-1. Bounce can't pass to King, but Macy McGlone stood her ground and blocked the shot out of bounds.
That's okay. I mean, you still have the possession here.
Yep. Not, and 23 hurt. Seconds to shoot. Rhodes will inbound baseline far side.
Looking out. Yep.
Got it into King in the corner. Gives it to Charles. Right back to King. Out to Haley Rhodes. She'll drive into the lane. Kicks near side to Barnes. Catch and shoot 3. Count it! Skylar Barnes again feeling it from 3-point range tonight. 3 of 4 from outside the arc, and she puts Morehead State up by 6 with 1:45 to play. Tiny Lewis to Monahan outside the key left side. She'll drive into the lane against Haley Rhodes. Turnaround jumper too short. And Rhodes the floor rebound immediately to Novick. She will in a very workmanlike fashion, get it across midcourt.
Got three timeouts remaining, so if you get in trouble, just go ahead and call one here if you're Morehead State.
Barnes to Rhodes, left wing. Out to Charles straight away. Retreats, tries to drive against Lewis, but Lewis picks her pocket to McGlone. Comes the other way, two on one. Smartly will kick it out to Monahan, who finds Thornton down low. Contested layup, no good, and a foul on the rebound will go against Morehead State, I believe.
It's on Katie Novick. Should be on as
number three on her. And Seki Aroli will check back in. Novick will head to the bench. Probably not for very long.
They're going to try to get Mazzell, on a screen coming around, but couldn't find her.
Couldn't get it to her. Instead, it's McGlone out to Lewis. 1 minute to play. Bazell, left-handed three-pointer. Bottom of the net. That was about a 24-foot shot, and it was right on the money. And a timeout on the floor. I think Coach Matt Volant wanted to call that one.
I don't know if this is an actual timeout call. I think they're going to have to review.
Maybe they will.
Something on here. Maybe the clock. It may have been the clock because it were under a minute, and it will stop on all made basket, so it may have run off just a little bit more.
Looks like you may be right. Yeah. He definitely was outside the arc when Gazelle went up. I mean, she was at least 2 feet outside the arc.
57.3, so what was that, about a 8/10 of a second?
Yeah.
In a 2 or 3 point game, that could matter.
It could. Right now, a one possession game. Eagles up by three.
This is where free throws are going to maybe be a factor here.
Yep. Eagles get it inbounds to Charles against full court pressure. Ahead to Novick up the left sideline. Gets around Thornton into the front court. Kicks to Seki Aroli in the near corner. Back out to Charles. She'll float back out near the center circle and gets it to Novick. Works the left side. Takes it into the corner. Now drives baseline against Thornton. Kicks to Barnes, drives into the lane, out to Charles. Jab step, gets around Bazell, lays it up, won't go. Too strong, McGlone the rebound. 27 seconds to go, Panthers with the ball down three. Lewis gets it to McGlone near the top of the arc. Guarded out high by Haley Rhodes.
Yep,
curling around
Lewis
to take it is Lewis.
Yep.
To Bazell, long three, right point, got it. Tie ball game. 9.2 seconds on the clock. And I believe Morehead State calls a timeout so they can advance the ball into the front court for inbounding. 67-67, 9.2 seconds to play in regulation. We'll keep it here. They're calling this a full timeout, but called by the bench, so they may not go the full 2 minutes during the break. Boy, what a finish to what's been a very, very entertaining and well-played ball game, Matt.
Well, if you're Morehead State, again, you do have the ball in the front court with 9 seconds. I would probably, if them, try to use all nine because I don't want to give EIU any chance with the ball. And you got to be careful with the ball, too, because you could have a turnover and let them have a chance.
That's true, but you were down in Cookeville watching a game earlier this season where Tennessee Tech had an opportunity late, held the ball too long.
Yeah, and of course, now they had about 30 seconds left with the ball, a little bit under that, so drawing up a play here. I don't know, maybe I give the ball. Is Skylar Barnes in the game? I think she is right now.
She was in before that timeout.
She's got a hot hand. I maybe try to run a play with her, maybe try to give it to Haley Rhodes for a drive, maybe try to draw a foul. Sometimes late in the game, as an official, though, you don't get those calls that are close, that are with a second or two left, so I wouldn't rely on that.
And the Eagles are on the road here as well.
Yeah.
Morehead State will inbound from the near sideline right in front of us. Seki Aroli will trigger.
Timeout for EIU.
Coach Matt Beaulant calls his own timeout. He wanted to see what Morehead State's offensive set looked like. And
I don't really think they showed much there.
No.
They were not guarding
they were not face guarding all of our Morehead State players.
Maybe he saw something that he didn't quite expect. And
it's hard to tell. Yep, I mean,
it is.
You come out and you got players, three or four players, kind of standing around the free throw line, is where Morehead State was. But I think if you're Morehead State too, you've got to have basically a plan B here. You've got to have your play that you're going to run just to get the ball in bounds. You've got to have a plan B to get the ball in bounds. Well, plan B could be a timeout, as Morehead State has two of those left.
Yeah.
And plan C is what to do after you get the ball in bounds to try to win the game. So
it's kind of like the dog chasing the car. Once it catches it, what do I do with it? You've got to have an idea.
Or if they won a close game at Southeast Missouri like this earlier in the year, right before the turn of the new year, and almost gave that one up with not being able to get the ball in bounds. So.
Both teams tonight shooting better percentage-wise from three-point range than they are from the floor overall.
Now they've changed. Skyler Barnes is going to take it. It was Tecumseh out of bounds. Now they're going to guard
and
here.
And they're extending the offense all the way into the backcourt. It comes into Charles in the front court left wing. She'll drive into the lane. It's tied up and got it away.
Haley Rhodes
who hits the layup. And a quick timeout for EIU. But Morehead State, on a beautiful cut by Rhodes and a great find by Charles, regain the lead 69-67, 3.7 seconds to play. And a timeout called by Coach Matt Ballon.
Coach Matt Ballon over there is furious. He wanted a travel call on Veronica Charles, but the way it was, she never had a double dribble, or she was basically in the air the whole time.
Yeah.
So.
But what a nice find by Charles. Initially looked a bit out of control as she took it into the lane, but Haley Rhodes, that backside cut, Charles found her beautifully, got it to her, and she laid it right up and through.
And it was actually tipped. Did you see? I don't know if you saw that. The shot was, I don't know if that was McGlone. Somebody got a hand on it, so that's why you didn't see it go right into the basket. It kind of rolled off to the side because it was, somebody grazed it with their hand as she went up and still was able to get it in.
Still 3.7 seconds to play. That's more than enough time to get off a decent shot. And EIU with that timeout able to advance the ball, and they'll inbound in their offensive end.
I think Morehead State may have called, did they call a second 30-second timeout here?
Not sure.
Everyone is confused at the scorer's table. Somebody called another timeout. I know that because we're not out on the floor yet. It may have been EIU.
I can't imagine that they would, but we'll see.
Well, they've got zero timeouts left. So they did.
Why in the world would they do that when Morehead State hadn't even taken the floor? They had nothing to look at as far as what Morehead State would do defensively.
I don't know. Maybe just an extra...
Oh, my.
Time to try to...
Well, now they don't have one. If Morehead State can keep them from getting it inbounds, a five-second violation is a possibility.
Fouls here. I got to believe this one's going to Bazell.
Monahan trying to inbound near sideline. Bounces it into Bazell, working against Novick. Left side, floats it up off the window. No good. Floor rebound. Morehead State holds on for a hard-fought, entertaining, clutch road victory against one of the top-tier programs in the OVC, the EIU Panthers. But it's Morehead State reigning victorious tonight, 69-67, here at Groninger Arena. Back with our post-game festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit KYLottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
69-67, Morehead State with a big road victory tonight in the Ohio Valley Conference over the Panthers of Eastern Illinois, picked in the preseason to finish third in the OVC. Joined now by Coach Caleb Petrie. Coach, you told me before the game if you could get to 70 points, you felt like you had a good chance to win. You got to 69, pretty doggone close.
Pretty dang close, but just so unbelievably proud of every single player on our team. You know, all week we've just talked about togetherness and defending number 33. I mean, she's one of the best post players in the country at any level, mid-major, high major, doesn't matter. She's a player. And I thought we did a great job not letting her get easy baskets. What did she, I mean, she had 10 points. And, is that right, 10?
10 points,
14 yep. rebounds. She's averaging, I believe, 26 and 12.
Yep. Only three baskets tonight.
Yeah. Team defense right there. They came out in the third quarter because we were trying to at least full front, or we were trying to at least be three quarter front. And they were overloading it and throwing it over the top, vacating that help.
Yep.
And so we switched how we were guarding, took away the baseline and help from a different side, and it really was effective for us. That's just the girls wanting to. Yeah. I'm just so freaking proud of them.
On the other end, 19 assists on 27 makes and only 9 turnovers.
Oh, sharing the basketball, man.
Yeah.
We changed our motion a little bit to try to get some cuts. How about 9 turnovers?
Yeah.
I think there's been games when we've had 9 turnovers in a quarter.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be negative. I mean, I think Eastern Illinois is a great defensive team, and you know, taking care of that basketball helped. But I can sit over here and do coach speak all day long. Let's just talk about how fun winning is.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah,
talk. I think all that's just
how does
coach
it feel
speak. No, I love winning. Winning's my favorite thing ever.
3-1 in the OVC.
They picked us ninth.
Yep.
They picked us ninth.
They picked them third.
And they laughed at us during our warm-up.
Yeah.
It really bothered us. They were sitting over there, and I don't usually say anything. You know, I don't say anything, but they were watching us warm up, and they were all sitting on their bench. And we made a mistake on one of our motion reads or something, and somebody ran a back cut off of a flare screen. You know, nothing major, and they started laughing and talking, and it did not go over well with our team. And so I was so proud of the start, man. We talked about we could not let them come out and have 23 points. But, hey, the thing is, we don't have any time to be happy about this one. Maybe we can be happy on the way to Edwardsville if we can outrun this storm. But we got to get another one on Saturday, right?
Yep. You're the main event Saturday, too.
I forgot.
You play the second game. So that'll be fun.
Yes, sir. Thank you for everything.
Congratulations.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
Woo!
You. Coach Caleb Petrie. After a huge 69-67 victory over Eastern Illinois here tonight, the Morehead State and EIU men have now taken the floor, warming up for their game. And we will have that for you a little bit later here on the ESN. Right now we'll take a break and come back with some of our final numbers after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Quite a start to tonight's Ohio Valley Conference women's men's doubleheader in Charleston, Illinois, as Morehead State's women come away with a 69-67 victory over the Panthers of EIU. Let's take a look at some of your final numbers brought to you by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State, 27 of 63 from the floor, 43%, but 50% from long range, 9 of 18 from three-point depth, and 6 of 14 from the charity stripe, 43%. EIU, 25 of 62 overall, 40.3%, 9 of 19 for a robust 47.4% from three-point range, and hit 2 out of 3 overall, well, 8 of 12, a ratio of 2 out of 3 from the free throw line on the night. Rebounding, 42-39 advantage for EIU. Turnovers, though, Panthers gave it away 14 times, Morehead State only 9, and the Eagles had 19 assists on 27 makes, EIU with 13 helpers on the night. The Eagles had 11 steals compared to only 6 by Eastern Illinois, and MSU with a 15-9 advantage in points off turnovers and a 34-26 advantage in points in the paint, along with a 29-10 edge in bench points. Individually, Morehead State led in the scoring column tonight for the second straight game by Skylar Barnes, who stepped up big again tonight. 16 points, 6 of 10 from the field, and a very solid 3 of 4 from three-point range after going 6 of 8 from deep on Saturday. Also in double-figure scoring for MSU, Haley Rhodes with 14 and 10 each for Veronica Charles and Melissa Secchiaroli. 8 points for Blessing King to go along with 6 rebounds. And 3 points for McBride, 2 for Michaela Hall. For EIU, balanced score sheet, 4 players in double figures led by Ellie Bazell with 20. She was 5 of 5 from 3-point range, 15 for Maya Monahan, 10 for Charity Tiny Lewis, and 10 points along with 14 rebounds for Macy McGlone as she picks up, I believe, her 7th double-double of the season. Make that her 12th double-double of the season. Again, 69-67, the final score. Morehead State knocks off Eastern Illinois. We'll take one more break, come back and wrap up our coverage of our women's action and set the stage for the men as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Back at Groninger Arena in Charleston, Illinois, a very dramatic start to tonight's OVC basketball twin bill as Morehead State's women hold on to knock off the homestanding Panthers of Eastern Illinois by a final count of 69-67. With the win, Morehead State improves to 8-7 overall and 3-1 in the early OVC schedule. EIU, on the other hand, falls to 5-12. And an even 2-2 in OVC play. Coming up next on Morehead State's Women's Ledger, it will be SIU Edwardsville in Edwardsville on Saturday. That game will tip off at 3 p.m. The men will actually play the opener that day on ESPNU. That game will tip at about noon as the men play SIU Edwardsville. And then it's back home next Thursday to take on Tennessee Martin in an OVC doubleheader. Women's game tipping off at 5 and the men at 7:30. For my partner, Matt Schaber, and our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks for listening to tonight's women's game. Again, Morehead State defeats EIU 69-67. Chuck Mraz will be along in just a few minutes with the play-by-play call of tonight's Morehead State's men's game, and I'll scoot over into the co-pilot's chair and offer some color analysis with him. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you about tonight's men's game here shortly, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.